In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, in today's epistle, St. Paul, who had been just brought up on false charges by the Jews, wrote to the Ephesians while imprisoned in Rome. The letter we heard was written from his jail. St. Paul had converted the Ephesians to Christianity. And these new converts, these new Christians, zealously obeyed his directions, his counsels, his recommendations. So St. Paul wrote to them in order to confirm them in their zeal and also to console them in their grief over the sufferings which he bore for Christ's sake. He writes to them, "These sufferings which I bear redound to your honor, since I, your spiritual father, I am considered by God worthy to suffer like his Son. Yes, I thank the Father of our Lord Jesus for it, and bring him on my knees, that he would chase to strengthen you with his Holy Ghost, so that you overcome your evil inclinations and patience, cleanse your hearts more and more, and sanctify your souls, so that If you live thus according to your faith, you may be made the habitations of Christ." In his prayer for them, St. Paul begs God also to give them a well-grounded charity. Well-grounded charity which allows them not only to love God, but to love him through a deep reflection upon the fullness of the love of God, so that even through their sufferings, they can become like Christ. Nowadays, in our digital and multimedia environments, because we receive so much information, our reactions are often on an emotional level. And this prevents us from having a deep reflection on the events of the world or of the church. Most of the time, we will use two of our very bad passions, anger and fear. The quickness of the modern media prevents us from thinking deeply and using our intelligence and having a spiritual view upon all the events of our lives or of the world. The faster we scroll through phones, computer screens, the shorter is our personal reflection. You think of it, how great, how admirable is the grandeur of the soul of St. Paul. Facing mockery, facing betrayal, facing prison, facing great trials, St. Paul turns to God and offers them to him, telling his brothers from Ephesus that these tribulations are their glory. Then he takes advantage of this situation to comfort them in their Christian life. May Christ dwell in their hearts by faith. With the light of St. Paul's teaching, we see that often the church is persecuted and in tribulation. He tells us to not be disheartened do not be discouraged, but consider that the friendship, the love, the discipleship of Jesus consists in facing everything, even the contrary events of life, with hope, faith, and fortitude. Because at the very end, we know that He will win. We know that God will have the last say. So let's learn to see Him, to love Him, even on the contrary events of life. Even we don't understand what is going on in the world, in the church, in our lives. Let's keep our promise. Let's keep His commandments. Let's keep our prayers and efforts, and He will give us victory. He has not promised that it will be easy, but He has promised that He will give us His victory. So do not listen to those who will always predict the worst. The worst might come, but God wants us to be prepared, not by fear, not by anxiety, but by faith, love, and to fight for the good fight. This is the reason why St. Paul prays that Jesus may dwell in our hearts by faith, and then being so rooted and founded in the charity of God, that we may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth of the love of Christ, which surpasses all knowledge, and that through this we may be filled unto all the fullness of God. Think of it, St. Paul wrote this from his jail. Friday, we celebrated the feast of Our Lady of Sorrows. The coming month of October is dedicated to the Rosary of Our Blessed Mother. So we know that her soul and body was the first tabernacle, the first monstrance of the Son of God made flesh. Jesus wants to dwell in our heart too. So let us ask Mary to enlarge our hearts, to make our hearts bigger, and to help us truly understand the full measure of divine love, and be filled unto all the fullness of God. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.